There has to be better places than this to get inspiration. Ah, that's what I get for talking to myself all the way out here. A face full of snow. Who puts a lodge out here in the middle of nowhere like this? Never again. Hear me? Anyone? Never. Again. And dark as a tomb. That's just great, Jillian. Your choice of metaphor. How about the key? So several old RKO movies are running through my head right about now. I've seen this flick somewhere. Author goes off to write her next screenplay in an abandoned lodge in the middle of the worst snowstorm. You know what? My fault. Snow. Everywhere. And me without my St. Bernard. Dark as pitch. Except for a fire in the fireplace, okay. Did I say never again? I thought Clark said I would have it all to myself for the next week. Or maybe it's just the ghost.
Hello there.
Ah!
Sorry.
Ah, again.
You were talking to yourself.
And you were sneaking up on me.
I assure you I wasn't. I'm Mrs. Buckley. Clark told me a writer friend of his was coming up here?
That's me. Jillian O'Leary. And just to be clear, Clark twisted my arm to come up here and use the lodge.
He said you begged him to come up here.
Semantics. Whatever. Nice fire.
Thank you. I've got a room prepared for you on the second floor.
Or I could just sleep right here in front of the fire.
Gets awfully hot. During the winter, it's meant to heat the entire lodge. Clark likes it that way.
He would.
I also have some stew on the stove.
You do? You're a saint, Mrs. Buckley.
If that were only true. None of us really are, you know.
Oh, I know. Especially my pal Clark, the punk.
And you're writing a screenplay, he said?
Yes. Acropolis Pictures wants another entry into my Melody Harker movie series.
You write those?
Well, a couple of them.
Starring Gloria Murray. I love those!
Yep, my plucky investigative reporter who solves crime.
That Gloria Murray is gorgeous. Is she nice?
Can't say I've ever met her.
You haven't? Really? And you write her movies?
They're actually mine. You know what? This is a big place Clark has.
12 rooms total with 3 bathrooms.
Swanky.
For 1937, a palace.
You said it. My apartment back in Los Angeles could fit in here 6 times over.
But no electricity. Not in winter. We have to use candles and lanterns.
Not a problem. I'm just glad he let me use the place.
Clark has always been kind to his friends.
If not questionable about how he gets all this. The lodge, his yacht, the mansion in Beverly Hills, the...
I wouldn't know about that. I just watched the lodge for him.
But it's empty in the winter.
My favorite time to watch it. Come on, let's go get you settled in and get you some stew.
That didn't sound good.
What's that?
You didn't hear...
I thought I heard something break upstairs.
Me too.
It's happened before. I've told Clark over and over again about the trees needing trimming. Too close to the windows and the limbs get blown into them and break some now and again.
Yikes.
My sentiments exactly.
Tell me, Mrs. Buckley, are you staying while I'm here?
I thought I would get you set up and go home. I know you writer types like to work alone. Why? Am I in the way already?
The opposite. I've got to tell you, you're a peach, Mrs. Buckley.
If only. I'll tell you what. First, food. We'll get you unpacked in your room, and then I'll see what happened to the window upstairs.
Lead the way. I'm starved and bushed and frozen to the bone.
Warm yet?
Give me another year right here in front of this fire, and I'll let you know.
And you ate like a horse to boot.
The cold takes it out of me.
I like to see that. Most of Clark's friends are more interested in boozing it up out here and wouldn't appreciate good food if you fed it to them.
Yeah, Clark and his pals.
Are you one of those, Miss O'Leary?
Call me Jillian. And Clark and I met at a Hollywood party.
Ah, one of those.
Not like that. Promise.
You say so.
I do. Turns out he likes the movies I write. Knew I needed to get out of the city for a while to get some work done, and told me I could use his lodge out there in the middle of nowhere.
I see. I love Clark to death, but I'm not sure I would trust him as far as I could.
Ah!
You need to quit doing that.
Sorry.
You beat me to it. Who else would be out here in the middle of a snowstorm?
And in the aforementioned middle of nowhere?
All right, coming.
I'll get this poker right here, just in case.
Calm down. You'll get me riled up as well. I'm sure someone is just lost.
About time.
I'm sorry I wasn't here, Johnny, on the spot for you.
Me too. Mind if I come in?
Yes.
Now, let's not get upset. I'm a friend of Clark's.
Another one?
Another... Oh. Hello there. That poker for me.
Hi. No, just stoking the fire.
Clark didn't say anyone would be here.
Did he actually say you could come here and use his lodge?
Anytime I wanted.
This particular time.
You ask a lot of questions.
I sure do. It's my job to keep this place while Clark is away. I like to do good work.
You sure do. A fire. Wonderful. It's frigid out there. Do you mind?
No. Go ahead.
You still need to poke the fire?
I guess not.
You ladies are nervous.
You could say that. Yeah.
So?
So what? Oh. Well.
Does take a while to come up with something, doesn't it?
Mrs. Buckley.
The name is Slide.
Slide?
A nickname.
That's good. I would hate it that your parents named you that.
You know nicknames. They pop up and stick. Who knows how you get them? Am I right? Why are you here, ma'am?
To write a screenplay.
A movie? Really? And Clark let you...
Yes. He said that I could stay here to have some peace and quiet, which I have yet to have out here.
A writer for the flicks. Wowie. The people you meet, huh?
Why are you here?
I didn't say.
And you're doing a great job of avoiding telling me.
I'm into real estate.
You don't say.
I do. I am. I've been trying to get Clark to sell this lodge for a long time now.
Clark would never...
He needs cash for back taxes.
He loves this place. He told me so.
He sure does, but a lot of his assets are tied up.
He could sell that yacht of his if he needs cash.
I'm afraid he loves that more than he does this old lodge.
So you come out here in the middle of the night in a snowstorm?
He called me and asked if I'd come out here and give a good going over.
I smell fish.
Mrs. Buckley, we forgot about the window.
What window?
Never you mind. I'll go check it out and you can give the place a good going over, and then you can leave.
Come on now. What was it? Mrs. Buckley? We're snowed in here.
You got here, didn't you?
Yeah, but getting out is different.
You can figure it out. You're a bright boy. You're all right here, Julian.
She's got that poker, if you're worried.
Not one iota.
She takes her job entirely too seriously.
Real estate good out here?
You'd be surprised.
I'm sure I would.
I'm just doing a favor for a friend. Clark, well, I've known him a long time.
I think you alluded to that earlier.
Allude? You writers and all your words.
A curse, isn't it?
Not my game. My game
is... Real estate.
Right.
Just as I thought. Broken glass everywhere on the floor. Let's see. I'll hang this blanket up to block out the cold air for the time being.
Hello there.
Ah!
Hey now. Let's not yell so loud that you alert your friends downstairs.
Filthy guns. I hate them.
Me too, ma'am. But they do make useful tools, don't you think?
If you say so.
I do.
Well, don't lecture about it. I'm not in the mood.
Frisky, aren't you? You Mrs. Buckley?
I am.
Don't you want to know who I am?
Not particularly. If you want to tell me, you will.
Oh boy.
I'm glad I amuse you.
You're one tough nut, ma'am.
If you say so.
My name is Wynn. I'm a friend of Clark's.
I see. And you need a gun?
To expedite things, yes. Yes, I do.
What things need expediting?
I am so glad you asked. I think what I'm looking for is downstairs.
Would you like to go that way, then?
As long as we understand the rules, Mrs. Buckley.
Meaning, do what I'm told, walk in front of you, and don't say a word. Am I correct?
Whatever Clark is paying you is not enough. Not for a long chalk. And yes, I do all those things. Would hate to have to...
Yes, I know. You don't have to say it.
Please. After you.
Not until I block up the damage you caused this window.
By all means. Go for it.
So, tell me, just how many big words do you know?
Big words?
Yeah.
What makes a word a big word?
One that I don't get.
So we could be here for quite a while.
You writer snobs are all alike.
We are. How many of us do you know?
You're the first one I've met.
Not a big pool to compare to, is it?
I don't have use for big words unless I'm doing a crossword.
You do those?
I love them.
You could knock me over with a feather.
Want some brandy? There's a bottle of it over here by the fireplace.
No, I'll pass.
Suit yourself.
It appears you like brandy.
Don't know her.
I hate to tell you this, but I think Jack Benny's safe and secure tonight.
Meaning you don't think that I'm funny?
No offense.
You have to have a sense of humor first, you know.
That stung. I'll have you know, I'm...
It's Mrs. What's her name?
Buckley.
That's the one.
Was it busted out completely, Mrs. Buckley?
I covered it with a blanket.
Hey, wait a minute. Someone's walking behind her.
What are you... I can't see it.
Let's not get upset down there.
He's got a gun.
Wynn? Is that you? Come into the light so I can see you.
I think I'll stay right here, if you don't mind.
Hiding behind a woman.
Just his style.
Shut up, Slide. Speaking of which, I'll need you to disarm yourself.
Slide? As in, the slide on an automatic?
Hey, I'm surprised you know that.
Slide, get with it and quit yakking.
Whatever you say.
Lady?
Jillian O'Leary.
Yes, ma'am? Do me a favor and kick that gun over by the stairs.
As you wish.
I was here first when...
Not true. Tell him, Mrs. Buckley.
I'm afraid he's correct. He kicked in one of the windows upstairs.
I'm here to collect a debt.
Not my problem. Take that up with Clark.
I did. He sent me here.
And I'm greedy.
You two can take this outside if you want to.
Everyone's fine where they are.
Jillian and I have nothing to do with whatever it is you want.
We'll see. I'm not so sure.
This one over here is a writer. She writes movies.
Nice. I love the movies.
You love the movies, and this one over here loves crosswords. Will wonders never cease?
Do you mind if I go stand by the fire, Mr. Wynn?
Just Wynn.
It was cold upstairs.
Don't move. Not just yet. I need to think this thing through first. Slide?
What do you want?
Where is it?
You're asking me?
You heard me just ask you.
Why would I tell you?
Why wouldn't you?
Why do you ask so many dumb questions?
I hate to tell you, but you're both asking a lot of dumb questions.
He knows what I want.
Something in the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Ask me. I take care of the place.
Hate to break it to you, but Clark made sure you didn't know about this.
He wouldn't keep me in the dark.
Oh, but... yes, he would.
Mrs. Buckley, you're shivering.
I told you I was cold.
Okay. Move over there by the fire with the other dame.
Jillian O'Leary.
Yeah, her. Mrs. Buckley?
I know. Move slowly.
You got it. Slide, you should back up some.
Whatever you say, Wynn. Thirsty, Wynn? Want some brandy?
Not now.
You can have mine. Now that we finally got that settled.
And no one got shot.
You busted up my lip, Slide.
I sure did. I won't say I didn't enjoy it because I'd be lying.
So, what do you expect us to do now?
Let's all just catch our breath. I haven't had a fight like that in a long time.
It showed.
Very funny. Let's just all...
I know. Catch our breath. We're doing it.
That's right. Because I said so.
You and your gun.
Slide, you might as well drop this whole thing. You got the right to even be here. Clark wouldn't...
Clark is out of it, from my point of view.
Out of what?
He's not gonna see it that way. As for me, I represent a party who would like to have their...
Certain parties. You're here for yourself, just like I am.
Not true. You think I'd risk getting myself in trouble with those guys?
What guys?
Clark should learn not to shoot off his mouth so much.
I feel like I should be taking notes. This is turning out to be a great story.
Would you mind shutting up?
Don't speak to her like that.
You shut up too!
I won't. I'm in charge here at the lodge.
This gun says otherwise.
Be careful, Slide. You've met your match on this one.
And you too.
You need to sit down and...
And you need to quit waving that gun around.
Mrs. Buckley.
I don't have time for you women.
You're gonna add homicide to your rap sheet?
I will if I have to.
Unarmed women? Give me a break, Slide.
Then tell them to shut up so I can get my thoughts straight.
You heard him, ladies.
Just what are you?
Shut your big, fat mouth, Buckley.
If you tell me what you want, I can probably help you. Goodness, you two don't have enough brains between you to find your backsides with both hands.
Mrs. Buckley!
Well?
I can't say I disagree with that assessment.
You might as well spit, Slide. She's the housekeeper of this place. She might know.
Fine. The safe. I'm here to crack the safe.
What safe?
See, Wynn? See? She ain't gonna cooperate.
I certainly am, but I don't know of any safe anywhere in the lodge.
Bull!
Are you saying I'm lying to you?
Better watch it, Slide.
I do not lie.
I haven't even known her that long, and I'm telling you, Mr. Slide...
Just Slide.
Oh, sorry. Slide. She's no liar.
She's trying to protect Clark.
I protect his lodge. That's my job. Clark can take care of himself. I'm not his mother. I take care of his lodge.
And she takes her job very seriously.
No joke. If you ever get out of this, lady, I'd like to hire you to run my joint.
I want to know where the safe is.
There is no safe. Tear the place apart if you want. You won't find one because there isn't one. If there was, I would gladly show you so you'd get whatever you want and get out of here.
Bearer bonds.
Win! Keep your mouth!
Yeah. Straight to the point, Mrs. Buckley. Clark has some bearer bonds out here somewhere. Slide over there overheard him spill it one night at Clark's club.
When?
Me? I represent some men who... an organization that lent Clark some money several years ago, and they've been getting impatient for him to pay them back.
So you're here to collect for this... organization?
I am. And it's legit, too.
So you broke in through a window? Likely story.
Yeah. She's got you there.
Bearer bonds. Interesting.
How so?
I put this in a story once. Bearer bonds are an easy way to transfer money. No registered names on the bonds, making it popular for tax evaders and those needing to launder money.
Smart lady.
I knew Clark was a bit crooked.
A bit? He's bent.
He's right, ladies. Clark is one step away from being labeled a gangster. But right now, he owes some important men a lot of cash.
So you're both here to find these bearer bonds?
Apparently.
For your own personal gain.
Not me. You heard me say that-
We are. Whatever he says is a lie. I know Wynn well enough to know he's as hard up as I am.
So let me get this straight.
No. No more talking. We are all going to tear this lodge apart and look for those bonds.
You're joking.
I'm afraid he's not. Okay, Slide. You've got the gun.
I sure do. We'll start in here.
What? It's hidden in the fireplace with a fire burning in it? Cute.
I don't know where. We'll rip up the floorboards if we have to.
How about the moose head on the wall?
Stop trying to be funny.
I, for one, have about had it with this young man's shouting and waving that gun around.
You and me both, lady.
You've got nothing to say about it.
I think I'll put another log on the fire while we talk it out.
Wait a minute. Don't you move a muscle.
Too late. Mrs. Buckley, get down on the floor.
I will not. I've changed my mind. Quick, through here, move it.
Through there?
Yes, hurry.
It's a wardrobe.
It sure is. Go on, don't stand there and dawdle.
No dawdling on my part, Mrs. B. I hate to tell you, but they'll find us in here.
I doubt it. Come on through.
An inner door in the wardrobe. Tricky.
Clark likes his little jokes.
Now what?
Behind this curtain.
Great, which one got it, do you think?
No time to dwell on it.
A secret passage? You're kidding me.
It's not exactly secret. After you.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Watch your eyes a minute.
A hallway. Going where?
Another bedroom. When this lodge was first built, the owner liked to have a few dalliances on the side.
What about his wife?
Believe it or not, she never knew about this passage, even though it's not hard to find, or hidden that well.
The nerve of that guy.
My father.
Oops. Sorry, Mrs. B.
He was a bit of a bounder. Is that the right word?
That'll work, sure. But the lodge?
I sold it to Clark several years ago, and he asked that I stay on as the caretaker. He offered a good salary, and I like to keep busy.
So let me guess. There are passages all over this house, then?
No such luck. You've seen too many movies.
I've written movies with passages like this one.
There's only the one. It leads down to the back side of the master bedroom.
Clark's, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Then what are we going to do?
I thought you could help out with that.
Oh, you did you?
I sure did. Now, be quiet and move that way. I'll shut the lights off behind us.
And to think, I came up here to write.
Stop it, Slide.
Ow! That actually knocked a tooth loose.
Good enough for you?
Great. It just gets better and better around here, doesn't it?
You idiot. Those women aren't here anymore.
You can find them, big man.
We can.
What's this we?
We'll split the bearer bonds.
We will we?
Yes. Don't be so greedy.
Who's greedy?
You. It's written all over your face.
What's the split? 50-50?
Don't press your luck. I'm the one holding the gun now. Remember, I represent a consortium of—
You represent a bunch of mobsters wanting their dough.
That's right. And I'm willing to give you a quarter split.
A lousy 25%!
Or an ounce of lead.
I like 25. Fine.
Thought you might. First, we find the women.
Probably called the cops by now.
Not likely. I cut the lines outside before I busted in upstairs.
Nice going. Now we can take our time.
Don't underestimate those two. Shouldn't waste time. We need to find the women and make them help us find the bearer bonds.
Then what?
We get out of here. Let Clark find out and deal with it later.
And after we got the bonds, what about the ladies?
I'll hate it, but no one needs to know about this. If they blab to the cops, or worse yet, to Clark, we're sunk.
Can you do it?
Watch me.
They're searching for us.
Are you sure it's both of them?
I heard their voices.
I hate to say it, but I was hoping that one of them would have been good and shot.
Mrs. B.
I know. And me, a good Christian woman.
It looks like our only option is to hide back and forth between the two rooms.
How long do you think that will last?
You're right. And with the phones out.
I know one of them cut the lines. Had to have. I used the phone earlier this evening.
So we're just prolonging the inevitable.
Do you think they'd hurt us?
Let's just say I don't think our chances are good at getting out of this in one piece.
My thoughts as well. The hooligans.
And all of this because of some rumor about bearer bonds being here in the lodge.
It's no rumor.
What?
They exist.
You're kidding me. But not in the moose's head. You're joking.
Clark moved a lot of his securities into bearer bonds a couple of years ago and brought them here. He and I figured the Moose's Head would be the best place.
Well, that I've never seen in a movie. Crazy.
Clark and his big yapper. I've warned him time and again about trying to be a big shot to everyone.
He does let his lip run from time to time.
What are our assets?
Against two thugs?
Knives in the kitchen, rolling pin, poker, but no guns.
Those kinds of assets. You'd shoot those guys if you had a gun?
Yes, ma'am. And then answer altar call on Sunday.
Mrs. B, you're full of surprises.
Let's laugh if we get out of this.
Understood. Assets. It's getting cold in here. I wish we could sneak back in front of the fireplace.
The fireplace?
I can't find them anywhere.
Me either. You don't think they went out in the snow, do you?
Not likely. But if they did go and get somewhere, they'll have a state police up here quicker than we can spit.
Then we should get out of here, Wynn.
Go, I'm not stopping you. But if you do, you're out of your cuts of the bearer bonds.
If we can find them,
So now it's we again.
Yes! Hey, you smell something?
They're not in the kitchen cooking. Slide! Smoke!
That's what I thought!
Come on!
The couch is on fire!
They pulled the log from the fireplace and lit it.
What are you doing? Quit wasting your ammo!
Put that fire out!
Not by myself, I'm not.
It's a distraction. Let it burn. They'll come out.
In the lodge and us with it, Wynn.
Yeah, yeah. Come on out, ladies. I'll let this place burn to the ground.
What about the bear bonds?
Shut up.
Did you quit it with that? The fire's spreading.
Good.
Ah! Something's being poured on me.
Get out of the way, idiot.
From upstairs. It's kerosene. I gotta get out of here.
You women come out from up there. You won't be dousing me in any kerosene. I'll stand right here and wait for you to come down those stairs.
It's too bad that you don't have eyes in the back of your head.
Got him?
Got him.
Get his gun and we'll get the other one, if he hasn't run off down the road.
You don't have to tie me up so tight.
I sure do. Now hush up.
His pal is still out cold.
And hogtied.
Oh, come on, lady. You know, you two could have fried me alive with that kerosene.
We know, and I say too bad.
Mrs. B.
Well?
I'll have to thank Clark.
What for?
For tonight. I was worried about a plot for my new movie, and now I've got one. A writer trudges out in the snow on a winter's night, a mysterious housekeeper, two gangsters show up with murder in their hearts.
Hey!
Shut it!
With a stash of bearer bonds in the moose's head.
Say what?
Forget I said that.
It'll make a good movie, sure as you're born.
You said it. Now, where'd I put my typewriter?
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Night Creatures. The cast: Jillian, played by Emily Graves. Mrs. Buckley, played by Amanda Kuhn. Wynn, played by Azeem Kamalarahim. And Slide, played by Austin Hancock. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.